Vermont Governor Phil Scott and New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu have announced plans to create a bi-state voluntary paid family leave program. Scott says the proposal will help attract new workers to both states without the need to implement a state-mandated program. We have two reports on the governor's proposal, beginning with VPR's Bob Kinzel.
Last year, lawmakers in both Vermont and New Hampshire tried unsuccessfully to pass a paid family leave bill. The legislation faced strong opposition from Republican leaders because it mandated individual participation in the program. So the GOP governors of the two states, Vermont's Phil Scott and New Hampshire's Chris Sununu, have decided to team up to create a bi-state plan where participation would be voluntary. The proposal would provide workers with 60% of their salaries for a six-week period. If they choose to enroll, workers would pay about $350 a year for the benefits. Speaking at a small brewery in Littleton, New Hampshire, Sununu said it makes a lot of sense for the two states to work together on this issue.
So we're obviously very excited about this opportunity, not just for New Hampshire, but anytime we can join with our partners in Vermont and create plans and opportunities that work for both. But at the end of the day, we're all part of the same community. We're all part of this Northern New England community.
Critics of the voluntary approach argue the program won't attract enough people to make it financially feasible. To deal with this concern, the bi-state proposal will provide all 18,000 Vermont and New Hampshire state employees with this coverage as a new benefit. In Vermont, this will cost roughly $2.5 million a year, a cost that will be absorbed by state government. Sununu says including the state employees makes the new risk pool viable.
The larger combined state employee risk pools help make the pricing much more predictable, much more stable within the two states. The larger risk pool increases the interest of private insurance carriers to bid for those opportunities.
Governor Scott said he viewed the plan as a good economic development tool.
Because we know these programs can help improve a company's ability to recruit and retain workers, which can also lead to increased productivity and profitability. And most importantly, an accessible and affordable family leave program will help us attract young, working-age people looking to start their families.
And Scott thinks this bi-state approach could serve as a national model.
And if we're successful in each of our state legislatures, we can establish a model and standard for the rest of the country that meets the calls for greater work-life balance.
Scott urged Vermont lawmakers to keep an open mind about the proposal. He plans to unveil the details of the plan in his annual budget address next week. For VPR News, I'm Bob Kinzel in Montpelier.
And I'm Peter Hirschfeld. The debate over whether or not Vermont should have a paid family leave program seems to be over. Republican Governor Phil Scott supports the idea now, and so do a majority of Democratic legislators. But one significant question remains. Should the program be voluntary, as Phil Scott prefers, or mandatory, which is the route favored by Democrats? It's a question University of New Hampshire research associate Kristen Smith has studied quite a bit.
And there really isn't a good understanding of how many workers would opt into a voluntary program.
Not a good understanding, Smith says, because there's really no precedent for a voluntary paid leave program of the sort that Scott and New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu unveiled on Wednesday. All six U.S. states that have adopted paid leave laws made them mandatory. Smith says there's a good reason why they made that choice.
You need to have a large enough pool of individuals paying into that pool, and your pool has to have high risk individuals and low-risk individuals.
Make the program voluntary, and Smith says the people that are likeliest to opt in are those that are going to need some paid leave in the immediate future, like expectant mothers or fathers.
If that is what your pool is made of, then you'll have people taking out of the program more than they're paying in.
Vicky Shabo is the vice president of the National Partnership for Women and Families in Washington, D.C., an organization that's pushing for paid leave programs across the country. Shabo says a lopsided risk pool would inevitably sink the paid leave program.
So the premiums could be extremely expensive. The program itself could become insolvent.
Chabot says those high premiums would also shut out the lower-income women that would benefit most from a paid leave policy. But Vanessa Brown Calder with the Cato Institute, who opposes mandatory paid leave programs, says not all workers want to pay for a paid leave benefit. And she says not all of them need it.
So I think from an economic perspective, you always kind of want to value individual choices, and voluntary programs really do a better job of that, obviously, than do mandates.
Aparna Mathur is a resident scholar in economic policy studies at the American Enterprise Institute. She says a free market approach to paid leave buy-in is fraught with risk.
So here's my concern. If few people opt in, then how do you really sustain that program? You know, what happens to the cost faced by people who actually do opt in? Is the program going to be sustainable in the long run?
But Mathur says politics are part and parcel of any policy debate. And she says if a voluntary program is the only one that Republican governors are going to agree to, then it's probably worth giving it a shot to see what happens.
This could be a laboratory for testing out, well, what happens if you do have an opt-in program? You know, does the program actually function well? Will people opt in because paid leave is actually something that they recognize that they will need.
Scott vetoed a mandatory paid leave bill last year. Democratic lawmakers will now have to decide whether to try to override another veto in 2019 or give the voluntary program a chance. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.